This is an area which God has led me into in the last 4 or 5 years. And because I'm not going to have time to go into it in detail, I want to just recommend to you the same book that I mentioned earlier, How to Pass from Curse to Blessing. It's not fair just to leave you knowing that you've been redeemed from the curse that you might receive. This is the how-to of it. Let me just mention 7 common indications of a curse. Now, most curses don't concern merely individuals. They concern families or larger communities. And the essential feature of both curse and blessing in the Bible is that they go on from generation to generation to generation, unless something happens to cut them off. So we have dealt with people whose problems went back hundreds of years. I don't know whether there are any Scottish people here tonight. Don't put your hand up if there are. But I have learned that the Scots were a nation of cursers. Not in the sense of swearing, but in cursing one another. And Ruth and I have dealt in the last few years with 2 families who had curses pronounced on them in the 1600s that were still at work in those families. One was in Scotland, the other was in Australia. Anyhow, just very briefly, let me give you, on the basis of my personal observation, 7 common indications that there may be a curse over your life. Now, if there's only one of these, I'm not saying for sure there is a curse, but if there are several of them, and if they are found in your family in different areas and in different generations, you can be almost sure that there is a curse. Here they are. First of all, mental and emotional breakdowns. Second, repeated or chronic sicknesses, especially if they're hereditary. Because the hereditary is the indication of the curse. Third, repeated miscarriages or related female problems. And in our ministry to the sick, Ruth and I have come to the place when we encounter that, we simply deal with it as a curse. 4, breakdown of marriage and family alienation. If there's a history in your family of falling apart and splitting up, and it goes on and repeated, you can be sure there's a curse over that family. 5, financial insufficiency. If it continues, all of us can know insufficiency at certain times, but if it's persistent, and we never got out from under it, you can be almost sure it's a curse. 6, what they call accident prone. Unnaturally prone to accidents. And this is an objective statistical fact which insurance companies take into account when they assess your insurance premium. And 7, in a family, a history of suicides or unnatural deaths. Now, we're not going to dwell on that tonight, but we're going to affirm the solution. Thank God we never, as Christians, have to focus exclusively on the problem. We deal with the problem in order to point to the solution. So we're going to deal with this one now. Jesus was made a curse that we might receive the... That's it. You're all theologians tonight. All right, are you ready? It's not just a formality, you're saying this. Every time you say it, God and the holy angels and the Holy Spirit are all taking note of what you're saying. Remember, Jesus is the high priest of what? Your confession. That's right. You are making a confession. All right. We'll say it together. Jesus was made a curse that we might receive the blessing. Amen. All right.